You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Around the NFL podcast challenges you to play Mark in tennis.
From the Chris Wessling podcast studio, it's Around the NFL. I'm Dan Hansis. Got some heroes in this studio. Greg Rosenthal, Mark Sessler. Mark, how is your tennis career going? We haven't heard much. You were dominant against children and your wife, but where are we at now?
That was a spot start. There's been very little action since. We have a sort of a ramshackle tennis court up the street from where we live, but it's under construction right now. The entire park that it's attached to is under construction. So the civic
sure.
angle of it has shut sure. down my career. It's not my issue. I'm very determined.
Well,
personally.
I've played multiple times this week with my son Walker, and I'm really training him with Mark in mind. I want to get him good enough to beat Mark. I feel now he's a regular listener of the podcast, which is a big change. He's a 7-year-old. He likes podcasts.
That is a big change.
He just started listening about a week or two ago, and he's very into it, and I don't know if it's going to change what I say on the podcast, but just saying hi to sometimes we have adult topics, but one topic he'll definitely appreciate is him destroying Mark in tennis in about a
Walker,
year.
You come find me on any court in Los Angeles. Okay. Come find me on any court in Santa Monica, year. Any court in Venice, any court in California.
I love this. And now the provocateur in me is trying to think about how can we set up some type of live event.
Plus I'll
Mark
lose, which is a disaster.
Plays against Greg's by then 8-year-old son. That would be very exciting.
Right.
No peace here. This would be the war on the court. What do they call it? The
bat?
What's like a term? Like a
courts of thunder.
Court clash.
Court.
I don't know. I think what it ultimately will be is like
hail on clay.
It's like the movie King Richard, except the end is just my son can beat Mark, not become transformative Grand Slam champions, the greatest.
Like you're the Will Smith role in that one, apparently.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Greg's always seen him as a Will Smith type.
All right.
Hey, how about the Oscars? No. Okay. All right. So. Today is hump day. Uh-oh. Here we go. Is this good or bad? Depends on your perspective on life. I think it's good. I think it's also good that Connor Orr is joining us today.
Always good.
I think it's good. This is our third show this week. It's our training camp. We're getting our reps in.
Absolutely. And Connor is going to join us for one of my favorite recurring, it's only the second one, but as of this afternoon, it will be a recurring segment in every summer. Team slogans 2022 around the NFL. And
it's now tied flashpoints in terms of its episodic quantity.
How about, let's circle back to that. Remember when Greg tried to sideswipe it?
I totally do. I think about it all the time.
What is that? And I was thinking about the other thing with Greggy. He's brought up a couple times like the connection you and I have.
Yeah.
I think that's a subtle way to try to drive a wedge as well by kind of calling attention to it in some type of weird way. Why are you always causing trouble?
You're reading into it. I think it's mostly that your chairs face each other and mine kind of face the hallway.
Okay.
But you're just often staring into each other's eyes. And I picked up on, after a month and a half, everyone's happy to be together.
Right.
I think we all are as a threesome, but your eyes, when they meet, there's just a little more crackling in the
air. The way
air.
That we used to sit when it was me here on the edge, Wes, you, and then Greg, that would often happen with Greg and I.
That's
I do
true.
Think there's something to what he's saying strategically.
That's true.
And
me and Mark used to kind of stare at each other during the show, too. So
but
it's
also,
I do like staring at you, Greg.
And yet again, without getting into specifics, before the show, Greg was explaining a conflict he found himself in with a shadowy
that's
lead
a
figure.
That was months old.
We and it's just like, maybe we need somebody for Greg to lock eyes with, I guess is what I'm saying. So he could get away from these things that cause the drive divisions.
I think it's healthy.
Well, we'll just plant someone out.
F*** you, Greg.
Plant someone out in the hallway outside of the Chris Wessling podcast studio.
Just like stare at
just
you.
Just stand there.
In a very creepy manner. All right. Before we get to Mr. Orr, let us get to the latest news.
Montana looking, throwing in the end zone. It's a madhouse at Candlestick with 51 seconds left.
Yes, Joe Montana to Dwight Clark in the 1981 NFC title game. And yes, on the call, the great and now sadly late Vin Scully, who passed away on Tuesday at the age of 94. Talk to anybody that's worked in a booth, anybody that's grew up listening to this man call not just football games, but especially baseball games, and really all different kinds of sports throughout an incredible six-decade-plus career. He's the best to ever do it. So losing Vin Scully, especially for people, and all three of us are transplants, but especially if you live in Southern California, because Vin Scully was born in the Bronx, same borough of New York City where my dad's from, but he quickly caught on with the Brooklyn Dodgers, made the move across country to L.A., and called every Dodger game. And this is impossible to wrap your head around, especially because football, by its nature, is a different sport. All this talk about, you know, who's the three-man booth here? Who's going to mesh with this guy in this booth? How many millions of dollars? Vin Scully, for half a century, sat in a booth at Dodger Stadium solo and played music with his stories and his voice and his folksy wisdom, as you always hear, connected to him and to all the Dodgers fans and every baseball fans and sports fans. Yes, this was a tough loss.
I listened to an incredible interview he had with Dan Patrick. It's from a long time ago, but they were playing it this morning. And he talked about the fact that, you know, would he fit in today if he came out of the blue today? I mean, technically and from his voice angle and his ability to do it, yes, but he was also just from a very special time. I mean, the amount of, like, historical Dodgers knowledge. He sat and announced Jackie Robinson way back in the day, and I think you're so right about the idea that even doing radio with two or three other people would be tough, but to narrate baseball games, and we're talking like 160 of them plus a year, day after day, with the storytelling ability. Like, there's no one else like him, and I'm just comfortable saying there will never be another Vin Scully. And we're lucky enough to – I've been here for 18 years. I have a lot of memories of just watching him do his work.
Right. When I lived here the first time around, right out of college, I got super into the Dodgers because I was really into baseball at the time, and I just started watching every game, and Vin Scully was the reason why. I mean – The mayor of the city said that, you know, his passing is the end of a chapter of the city's history. And I know there's important broadcasters and what they mean to their local cities, but Scully in L.A. is sort of unmatched.
RIP. Next level. Rest in peace, Vin Scully, a life well lived. Let's get to the news.
Do we mean as much to Los Angeles, the three of us? Why would I ask that?
I thought we buttoned it up well. It feels a little early
to ask that question.
It was a good – we did a nice button up. You're bringing in the irreverence, which is fine. That's what we do. The answer is no, but maybe in parts of Scotland? I don't know. Little pockets?
Start somewhere, I guess.
All right. Let's get to it. Tim Patrick. We talked about it on yesterday's show. The promising wide receiver of the Broncos was carted off the field after twisting his leg coming down from a crazy leaping catch. That according to a dispatch from the practice from Robert Mazzei of The Athletic. And now we get the news that many were hoping would not
we would not get, but it is what it is, because he suffered a torn ACL in Tuesday's practice, and you know what that means. His season is over. Greg, we touched on it yesterday, so I don't know how hard we have to go in.
Yeah.
But he fit what Russell Wilson does well, and now the Broncos have to find another path.
Right. They really need Courtland Sutton to be Courtland Sutton this year. And I think it was kind of under the radar that he wasn't the guy he normally is. There was a thought maybe Patrick was the best receiver on this team, certainly last year, but maybe even going into this year. So you need Sutton to show up. You need Jerry Jeudy to take that leap. And you would love to see KJ Hamler, who this week made some news, being very open about his mental health and how hard it's been for him coming back from a torn knee, that he was thinking of ending his life, and he was happy to be back on the field. And now he has a big role on this team. So just not quite as much depth, but just from a team perspective, don't think it's devastating. From Patrick's perspective, it's terrible, but it's a good thing. He did sign a long-term contract last November with the Broncos, so he will be with them for a while.
I think so much of what they're going to do is around Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams too. I think they're very balanced, and it's I'm leery when I hear, and it's not, you know, a constant drumbeat, but Broncos AFC title game, Broncos automatic 12-13 wins. I mean, a couple more injuries and their offense doesn't look so flashy. And on top of it, it's been a more of a name offense where you like the potential of Jerry Jeudy, of Courtland Sutton, of Albert O, of KJ Hamler, but they have yet to put it together. They didn't have a quarterback before, though, so
I mean,
that can change things.
Yes, and the Broncos, you could absolutely make a case for the Broncos being a big-time team this season. But it's the AFC West, and a few things go wrong, like you're saying, with any of these four teams, and they very quickly, because of this schedule and what a war it's going to be inside that division, your season could fall off a cliff quickly. So,
yeah, it's a big loss.
Yeah, Denver can survive this, and I must say, hey, less monitoring of Will Fuller, George Payton, more picking up the phone, calling me up and see if we can work out a deal, because that might be someone, a guy, a burner, a guy that's a chunk yard guy, a guy that's hungry, the guy that wants it. Hey, maybe
you're taking
Will
on this client
sense.
At the most appropriate time, which again
sense,
tells me
though.
You've got the instincts for the
a
job.
A true outside receiver.
There you
I think
go.
In a perfect world, Jerry Jeudy is moving inside and out a lot of the in-breaking routes, where Patrick was really just a pure outside guy. Not the he's not the burner that Fuller is, certainly.
We don't need
I think
Will
work.
To be running a full complement route tree. We don't need Matt Harmon doing the breakdown of reception perception on Will Fuller. I just need him to go deep. And Russell Wilson, as we know from one of our producers on Mount Rushmore, our very large Mount Rushmore producers, TD once said, Russell Wilson throws a sexy deep ball. Go get it, Will.
He's right about that.
In other news, the Cardinals are spending more money. Mark wanted to say something because of his relationship with TD, which is very hot and cold. I'm going to give you the floor.
I did? No, I wish TD well. It's been a while since we've spoken, but, you know, I think that...
It was hot and cold? I kind of forgot about that part
was.
Of our history.
It was very...
Watch
yeah.
out,
yeah.
Gravedigger.
I think just, I would...
His relationships with the producers...
I think Justin's probably already picking up on that.
He would needle me in certain ways, and I would respond. I mean, Justin has been an excellent
true.
Communicator and a hard worker, and so things are good
TD
between
wasn't
Justin
afraid
and
to kind of jump in the fray and mix it up, which yeah, I which I appreciated.
Mind. What's TD up to these days? He's doing very. I know he's working with LeBron for a while. I don't know if that's still.
I think he got a new
he
job.
He has a new gig, but yeah. he is an executive. That's
good
all
for him.
I know. That's
good
all
for
I
him. Another success story. The Cardinals doing more business. Left tackle DJ Humphreys assigned a 3-year, $66.8 million extension through 2025. So the Cardinals, Mark, get a deal done with Kyler. Now they get another deal done with DJ Humphreys, the left tackle.
This kind of came out of nowhere. There's not been any hold-in or like a lot of hoopla about DJ Humphreys. They did say last week they wanted to get something done with him. I think for them it's a nice story because I viewed him early on as a kind of a draft bust, and then he went on to become more consistent. He's played 16, 17 starts 3 years in a row. He was the fourth best tackle from PFF in 2020. Hmm. And the rest of their line like is going to be in transition because Justin Pugh, Rodney Hudson, who wanted to retire, Will Hernandez, Kelvin Beachum, are all in their early 30s, or one of them is 27. I mean, they're going to have to make adjustments there. This is the one guy they can count on. I guess if you've just gone and done this with Kyler Murray, you don't want to suddenly be looking for a left tackle. I'm not saying he's stellar, but he's who they have right now.
It's good to be a tackle. 65307. You know, it's hard to like just become one of them, but if you can, you could be a guy as under the radar as DJ Humphries and you can get a $66.8 million
it's his third deal with them
extension. Right. Like when he signed the last one, which I'm looking now, it was literally the last Roto-World post of him was his last contract, which was a 3-year $45 million contract. I remember at the time, it was like, wow, DJ Humphries is getting a $45 million contract. And look at this, he's getting to the end of it and they're giving him another. I am publishing this very Wednesday the top 25 free agents of 2023. A little look
ahead. Ahead of it.
Not a great crop in general, but he would have probably made the top 25 before this news. There are a couple tackles out there, but not much.
Interesting. So I see that money. You know, you'll send in the morning the rundown of the news suggesting what we should hit, and we usually hit all of it, and you have a parenthetical open slammer question mark close parenthetical. Like, do you not like the contract?
Well, it just seemed like, wow, $66.8 million for DJ Humphries.
Got it.
Not a guy people think of as a top 10 tackle, but that's just, hey, that's the money itself made it feel like, well, we should talk about any contract that big.
Doesn't it feel like this is a team that needs to get off to a quick start to kind of bury some of the drama? They open with the Chiefs, the Raiders, and the Rams. I don't love that.
Well, good luck.
No, yeah. DeAndre Hopkins.
I think, you know, I think the getting the Kyler deal done, I think kind of chilled the drama out a little bit.
I think by the time we get to COVID, like 12 hours later, it just seems like whatever happens.
Unless they go 0-3, then it's going to be going crazy.
Right. And it's different. Anyway, in other news, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, he is now with the Saints, practicing with the Saints. He had missed a week of camp to attend to a family matter, but now he joins a secondary in New Orleans that was already strong. And you know, Greg, we look at the Saints and we've talked about their high ceiling and low floor, and you have a lot of questions about the offense, but the defense looks pretty damn good with Honey Badger a cherry on top.
On paper, I believe that they believe they'll be the best defense in the league. That's sort of the expectations, and that's hard to count on. And I think the safety position is interesting. Mathieu, there were a lot of whispers of like, what is going on here? So I thought it was just like worth putting it out there that he's back, because him and Marcus May are maybe similar-ish talents in terms of what they do well. May is coming off of an injury, so I'm curious how they'll be used.
I mean, the one thing is Dennis Allen said, we'll welcome him back with open arms, and it was a personal matter. So I kind of
felt seems like the story's over.
Yeah, but I think the story, they were like just, he's a tried and tested veteran. They didn't need him there at the early part of camp. But, you know, the one thing to your point, Dan, like, the reports, this almost could have been a whisper yesterday, that they're saying that their second team secondary has been like destroying Andy Dalton in practice, that they are deep at the position, that there is I think it's the best secondary in the league. I think the Ravens are up there potentially, but this they have a chance to, like, in a pass happy league, have their defense control.
Paulson Adebo, their second year cornerback, who had a nice rookie season as a starter, getting a lot of pop. On paper, they might be the best defense in the league.
Calm down.
On paper.
I know, you're excited. It's good.
I don't trust it, though. Defense. I never really trust defenses.
All right. Irv Smith Jr., the tight end of the Vikings, has thumb surgery. He's uncertain for week one, so keep an eye on that situation. He's potentially a big part of their offense under Kevin O'Connell, the new coach and play caller. And finally, Tom Brady is now 45 years old. And the hell is this?
This is the song we're picking for Tom Brady.
Turn this up in my headphones.
Yeah, so I got a folder of old drops, and this one was called Happy Birthday.
All right, crank it up.
I mean, crank it up was not the reaction I was looking for.
No,
wait, I'm kind of into it. All right, so... Oh, yeah. Backing box? Is that
getting
a gospel
better.
Choir?
It's getting better.
That was Tom.
This is like if Mark ends up in a cult in his 60s, I could imagine you guys all singing that together every morning.
I have one called Happy Birthday Scary.
No,
we're good. We're good on the birthday stuff, but good production work. How about the cult comment I made there?
I think it's appropriate. I mean, I don't know. Would we believe in birthdays, or do you just eschew all that business, as you would
like
say?
Every day in this cult is everyone's birthday, because everyone is new every morning.
We celebrate all of us every
like
day.
That
makes sense.
We've come from the
Anyway,
Earth.
Tom Brady's 45, and we don't have to dwell on this or whatever. Leonard Fournette, because, you know, that's just passage of time. It's a thing. We all know about it. Leonard Fournette sent a photo of a goat's head. He's the greatest of all time. And not only is he the greatest quarterback of all time, the most successful, decorated quarterback, football player in the history of our league, he is still, this needs to be, everybody needs to be reminded, maybe the best quarterback in the league. He turned 45 today.
Right. He was my choice for MVP. He is literally the first 45-year-old starting quarterback in NFL history. Like that, I know we keep saying that each and every year that like he's the most productive 42-year-old ever. He's the most productive 43-year-old now. But now we've reached the point he's literally the first 45-year-old starting quarterback in the history of professional football. And guess who's number two right now on that
Geno Smith
2023 free agents list? It's Tom Brady.
Who's number one?
Lamar. Just because of the age. But like Tom Brady, unlike most of the top 5 to 8, I would say has a realistic chance, I think, of not playing for the Bucs and continuing to play football next year. Considering he was trying to do it this year, we have to assume that there's a chance that he will take advantage of free agency and play elsewhere next year.
If that's something that's on a board in Vegas, I would think the Dolphins right now would be like, what, 3-1 favorites? Something
really?
Like that.
You see, now it's almost embarrassing to go play for the Dolphins. How did he not get punished for this at all? That's a whole nother thing. But like,
he's been involved in every sort of problematic scenario with the league where they took away first-round picks.
Right.
They've all involved Tom Brady.
If I had to guess, I would
get the red string out. Everything connects back to the 45-year-old gunslinger.
I would say like retirement is more likely than returning to the Bucs, which is more likely than playing for another team. But I feel like there's like a decent chance he's playing for some random team next year.
I could see that. Absolutely.
Random. Interesting.
He called this shot 5 years ago.
I don't even know.
Who knows?
Someone. I think he might enjoy being a free agent again.
Yeah, I think so. And I also think it's a very veteran win now Bucks outfit. So if things go sideways this season and they're not feeling or looking so hot in 2023, yeah, I think he would want to, again, handpick a spot that would
serve
him.
He's also like
the
GM of the Bucks, though, so that's nice. Oh. I guess he could be that.
And he essentially got the coach fired.
He's like, let's bring in Kyle Rudolph.
I don't want to put
Julio
I want to put this bad energy out there. But what if Zach Wilson year two goes the same as Zach Wilson year one? And they have a really good young roster. Otherwise,
the thing is that Tom Brady has said this verbally. He hates the Jets.
Oh, please. They all love money.
I mean, someone else come pay him more.
A good roster.
If Trey Lance bombs this year.
There you go.
That's
one. They give him 1 year, you think?
That's it. They did. That was how they got Jimmy G. They called up asking for Tom Brady, and Bill was like, no, but would you like Jimmy G?
They would probably do that. The Niners would, yeah.
Titans?
Put the Niners atop the board. The Dolphins.
Titans with Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, Titans were reportedly in on the pursuit when he went to Tampa Bay.
He's going to go to Tennessee?
Well, it was in play in theory before.
I want this all to keep bubbling up because otherwise this free agent list is kind of blah, but
well,
this will be good for Spicy.
We got to get to Connor.
I love Tom Brady.
Love you, bro.
We got to get to Connor Orr. So let's take a break and then hit team slogans 2022.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Joining us now is, you know, you want to talk about guest Mount Rushmore. Without a doubt, this man is on it. One of our favorites, a former colleague and now a star over at Sports Illustrated, the MMQB. You know who I'm talking about. Or are you kidding me? Connor's back.
What's up, everybody?
I know Connor, I think, was here while I was out over the summer for a show. Is that right?
That's right. We had some fun with Connor a few months back. I love that our show has such a place in Connor's heart. And I'd be a little worried, frankly, if I was his Sports Illustrated boss, that in the background is like a framed picture from one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Like showing what a key character he was when Or Are You Kidding Me was really popping off.
In that vein, I got a bone to pick with you guys before we get started.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
So if you want like Colleen Wolf to come on the show, do you text Colleen Wolf or do you have a producer text Colleen Wolf?
We text Colleen Wolf personally.
Yeah. Okay. If you want Kevin Patra to come on, do you text Kevin Patra or do you have a producer text Kevin Patra?
We text Patra.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah. So let's not third party me next time.
Okay. You know? So what you're saying is you don't like Graver.
I'm just not one of your bookable guests, you know. I'm a friend of the show.
That's a good point.
You're a best friend of the show. In our defense, I did fly in a couple days ago with checking in on Connor. Hey, let's talk about the show. That did come in from me personally. Does that mean anything?
Okay, that's fair. You know. I just want to be treated the way that I deserve to be.
Now, we're getting lazy. We're getting lazy.
There are some diva tendencies to what you're saying, Connor.
If the follow-up text or contact with Connor also comes from Justin, you'll be talking about slogans with the boys. We'll need 10 to 20 of them. Then I get it. But old Zeuser came in. Tugboat came into port and said, hey, let's chop it up. Let's maybe talk a little Orioles baseball. Right. I didn't get any of that from him either. And then he told me he was too busy to text. So,
Connor, I mean, it sounds like you're at fault here. There's two sides to this story, unfortunately, for you.
Not unless I bring it up. I think Dan's lying. So
And for new listeners, the old Zeuser and Tugboat, they're not men of the sea that we just know. That's actually Dan talking
about
himself.
I'll let them figure it out.
I'm just letting them figure it out.
For Christ's sake, Greg. Connor, last summer, we had a great time with you breaking down the teams of our league and team slogans that best fit where these organizations sit as they enter another year of football. We could not do this exercise without you, so we're very happy to have you join us. So what we're going to do here is spin through the league. Let's go alphabetical order.
Ooh.
And anybody that has a slogan, jump in, okay? And Connor, of course, you as well as our as an all-time guest.
Let's do it. Maybe are we going alphabetical by city or by nickname?
We're going to go alphabetical by city. I hope that doesn't mess with anyone. Okay.
That's
Connor
actually how I formatted mine, and I'm stunned that that's how this is occurring.
I'm in a world of hurt. Right.
All right. Hang in there, Greg. Let's get going with the Arizona Cardinals. Connor, do you have anything for the Cards?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, you're going to have to say it the right way, but something like, get to class. Arizona Cardinals 2022. Get to class.
I like that. That. Playing off the Kyler Murray issue. I have something similar. Claws out. So you have the, and you have the claws of the cardinal, but also the claws itself.
Ah,
and the
construct. Nice. That is good.
Yeah, but that's nice. On the promotional materials, I don't know how. Maybe you have the X through the USE, and then just make it like a claw.
The signage.
I think that's it. Yeah. I think some Cardinals fan out there should actually make that. I can't match it, but mine is. It is our call of duty to win the Super Bowl.
Video games. Yes.
I'm realizing that I. And remembering last year that I maybe did not understand the slogans as well as you guys, but here's mine. disorganized in the desert? You would be too if your bloodstream was utterly awash with utopian-forming peyote straight from the personal collection of Carlos Castaneda. I think the Cardinals strike me as very...
This is the same thing as last year.
They're very disorganized. I just
Don't try to make a point after it. Let it sit. Right. Let us marinate.
It's a slogan.
Disorganized in the desert? Question mark.
The slogan should more or less stand on its own. Once you say it, everybody goes...
Oh. Disorganized in the desert, large font, and then there'd be some font.
Right. I've got some longer ones just as a changeup, but I don't know if you want that as your
All right, baseline. How about the Atlanta Falcons? Mm. Anybody?
I have one. Some things in life must simply be tolerated.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
See, I went with a similar one. This is actually a quote from Andy Warhol. He said, "You need to let the little things that would ordinarily bore you suddenly thrill you."
That's very good. Very good. I like that.
I decided I wanted to play off a very interesting press conference by Dean Pease, the defensive coordinator. Let's play a little of that, Gravedigger.
We're changing a culture around this day going place. Okay, and it's not going to be mediocre. It's not going to be average. It's not going to be in the bottom half of the league like it's been 15 out of the last 20 years. Sick of that crap. We got to take charge, and it ain't going to be anybody else to do it but us. Okay, I'm tired of everybody telling us how bad we are. Mm. After a while, you start believing it. Just like you never tell your children and stuff like, hey, you guys, you get mad at a teacher that says, you know, telling some kid he's stupid, right? You don't ever tell somebody that because pretty soon they start believing it. Guys around here on defense sometimes believe, hey, 15th is okay or whatever. I've been in the top 10 one time out of the last 20 years.
That's catchy.
How about that? Atlanta Falcons, don't call our kids stupid.
All right, I'm glad we heard that. I do throw one in here. Just trying to change the subject almost the Falcons.
Sure.
Is you know, honestly, it doesn't look great, but have you even heard about those sex robots?
Oh, so it's more like a just change the subject
just
situation?
Just change the subject.
Yeah,
like the technology that's going on right now, it's crazy. It's crazy.
How about the Baltimore Ravens? Greg, I know you have something for the Ravens.
I absolutely do. We all did our homework. I got multiple ones. This one's just simple. Oh, you made Lamar mad, didn't you?
Oh, okay. The Lamar army is strong with the...
Yes.
Lamar's going to be better because everyone's so
right.
mean
Similarly
to
would be just like, Lamar is going to f*** you up.
Yeah. What do you have, Mark? One.
I have Edgar Allan Poe, never watched a second of pro football, but we've chosen to co-opt his poem, which he wrote in the middle of a brown liquor-fueled depression in order to cook up our bird mascot.
Is this kind of like a Damashek bit that he wasn't like that Poe wasn't really from there and the poem doesn't make sense?
Well, it's also factual, but
Poe was from Baltimore, I thought.
I'm just claiming he was not a pro football fan.
Yeah, that's as far as I've gone with it. Yeah, yeah. All right. You got one, Connor?
I have two. The first one is now the least creepy team in the division.
That's good.
That's it.
All right.
And then just stunningly competent.
That puts a bow on it. How about the Buffalo Bills? I'll just throw it out there. What possibly could go wrong?
I have something
very
similar.
A little bit of a jinx.
Mine is we're on the same party line here. When literally everyone assumes you're barnstorming into the Super Bowl, it's bound to happen without a single hiccup.
See, this is the only problem with this is people want to be like repeating these slogans over and over all year.
I've got a few shorter ones.
You want it to be like in the locker room on the wall that you tap when you go in. You want it to be on the media guide.
Mine was the exact same as Dan, but with a preamble, just Super Bowl or bust. What could go wrong?
Connor?
It's too similar to even verbalize at
all
this
right,
point.
How about,
yeah.
Carolina Panthers.
My body, my rules.
I like it. I don't know what it means, but I love it.
And now we're going to fire everybody.
How about pick again?
I mean, this is your team, Connor. You know, keep pounding is one of the most successful team slogans of the last
Yeah, give us one, Connor.
Decades.
Not to put you on
keep
the spot.
Pounding.
Give us one, please.
Well, that was what I had written down is we're going to fire everybody.
No, like, no. Give us a keep pounding. Just give me a greatest hit.
One of your patented ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Keep pounding.
I like there's a large segment of our listeners that do not like that. That's why it needs to keep coming back. Picture again the media guide, and it's Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold back-to-back, arms crossed, looking at the camera in a fierce manner. Imagine it was 2018, though.
That's good.
Chicago Bears. The one I had something for this. It's similar in vain to like changing the subject. Make a weekend of it. And then you just have like Wrigley Field, the Riverboat Architecture Tour, nightlife, the hot dogs, the mirror sculpture thing. Just kind of play that up more.
I'm not topping that one with what I had. So I think you've nailed that.
That's strong. I just realized I forgot about the entire NFC North, but hey.
Hey, if you went in alphabetical order by city, you would not have done that. Got one, Connor?
Just Robert Quinn. Like, that's kind of going to be there, you know. Hey, that's our best player. That's not bad.
This one weirdly stumped me, so if someone could step up with the Cincinnati Bengals.
I have this definitely won't go to our heads.
I had something similar, actually.
This one, I think it's good to bring enthusiasm sometimes. So just like Joe and Chase and T roar.
All right, I like that. How about you, Connor?
I have enjoy it while you can. This is expensive.
another. That's great. Yes. Well, another one because I think you could just this is something I think Mike Brown might actually do is just like win one for Mike Brown.
I like how you can, based on what our slogans are, you could guess collectively what we think their team records to be. That sounded like a 9-8 breakdown of the Bengals just now.
No. My first one was more of a 13-4, just like we're partying.
All right. Cleveland Browns. Connor, erstwhile Browns fan yourself at this point, where are we at?
No, it's over. We've shipped out all the merchandise. We replaced one of my kids had a Browns bear, and it was actually very cool. One of my colleagues stepped up and said, because I said I'm throwing this stuff out. I don't want it in my house anymore. And one of my colleagues said, okay, I'll send her a bear of a team that she can absolutely root for. So now we're exclusively rooting for the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. That's what our house does.
Oh, that's quality.
So you're just out on rooting for a football team. This reminds me of something I've meant to bring up on the podcast multiple times. I think this is a good spot for it. It's a little off topic. The Football Outsiders Almanac this year brought up Mark Sessler by name in context of all the fans leaving the Browns. And they said, like, the most notable name, Mark Sessler of NFL.com.
Really?
Who's the author?
In the write-up.
Sessie made it. Sessler. I mean, how about that guy? Who is that guy?
Rivers McCown.
He's a top 10
wrote up
insider.
That one.
Going to send him like a barrel of wine.
But you are basically the symbol. And I guess, Connor, your Browns love was not quite as intense as Mark. But now you're along with
not
him.
Quite.
Not
Mark,
even close.
The reason why Mark is in that write-up is because hey, stay Stu Gatz. Mark is a very public figure in the football realm at this point, and nobody had the passion for the Browns that Mark did. So I'm totally signing off on football. That's just good work by the Outsiders.
I appreciate
you
that.
You are now the symbol of people jumping ship. I'm looking for the exact, write-up. But that
well,
was,
Connor,
that was
you would, you know there's a lot of Browns fans in Cleveland that basically hate anyone that did that. I hear about it all the time on Twitter. Mm. I get that's happening. That would be happening with any fan base.
Before we get to the slide, I don't want to get too far afield, but we talked about and very, notably, Ian was on the show. We talked about the insiders and various how this story was reported. You know, all the reporters on Twitter that are, like, sending out photos of Deshaun Watson posing with children and signing footballs and, like, quotes, like, we love you, Deshaun, and all this stuff. It's like, that's similar to me that what you were talking about, Greg. Mm. Like, and I know now the money's not involved and you're not doing the quote-unquote work of the agent. I think that, to me, was notable, but it's also, it's a gray area. morally, I think, because of what's going on.
It
and
also
what we
can
know.
Be seen as doing a favor for that agent, who a lot of these reporters have very close relationships.
And the Browns.
With. I mean, Mark does not, and this is the write-up. The Browns have heard and lost many fans because of this trade. NFL.com's Mark Sessler, perhaps the most prominent and public about it.
Well, I think part of it
that's
is
their slogan.
No, I'm just saying that's
oh, that's in that, Football Outsiders.
That's the write-up oh. in the my favorite football preview of the year. And I've never been mentioned in it, and there you are.
Thanks
Mark.
For bringing that up. I mean, like I
very nice.
I think that would work as a slogan, sort of.
All right, my slogan though is you know a little more to the point, which is what. What? Oh, whatever. You would have done it too.
Well, there were other teams that did want to do it. Got one, Connor?
I went with because the area code they call themselves the 216. So I said the 21 sycophants.
Yeah. Mark,
don't think that'd be
Mine's
popular.
Strange,
yeah.
Connor. I have a zip code in mind, and it goes like this: Come on down to our Satanic Black Mass this Saturday evening at 5:55 p.m. at 99 Dark Forest Court, Circleville, Ohio, zip code 43113.
I can't beat that. Let's move forward. Dallas Cowboys. You know, I think this is playing off again. The exercise to me is what does the team want to put out there? What is the vibe that they want to kind of reinforce ahead of the season? They're very sensitive about this Mike McCarthy situation and Sean Payton. And you know my feelings about Mike McCarthy? Zaddy ain't going nowhere.
I
Not
like
till
that.
About week 12.
Because he lost weight. I don't know if you heard in his introductory press conference, his workout routine was a topic of conversation, that he lost a lot of weight. He's fitter. And he even like would think of the media sometime while he was in his workout for motivation. So he was kind of taking some jabs here. But he's looking like a real Zaddy.
Like, meanwhile, Andy Reid is grinding film.
Unfair. Don't be the zaddy like that. Don't do him dirty. Lame. Anybody else got one for the Cowboys?
I have just based off that vibe, Dallas Cowboys 2022. It's us versus the guy she told you not to worry about.
Anybody else? All right, let's move to the Denver Broncos.
I have a very dumb one.
Let's hear it.
Mine too.
I'm coming up with a
we
bunch
like
of these,
dumb.
And some of them are just like, this is a clunker. But I could see it attracting a certain type of person. You're going off the head coach's last name. The team shouts out, we can hack it. Can you hack it? And then the fans,
I like that.
The fans say back, yes, I will, son. Like Wilson, but will, comma, son. Like you're speaking to a child, maybe.
Very
the team.
But they also
child?
Have to, you know, lift
slogan.
Up one finger
yes,
and
I will.
Kind of do a little shake with attitude like Mark did. I think
it's also incredibly stupid.
We need that so. For
– I like that.
That was the social clip right there was Mark doing – I love that. I think that was really good. I'm going to come up with one that I think just it works. It's got a certain ring to it. Let's ride.
There you go. Country,
yeah, I think
let's
they,
ride.
They've got their slogan.
Yeah, mine's like embrace the cringe. It's going to be super cringy this year. Russell Wilson's going to do a bunch of corny stuff, but he's also going to win you a bunch of games. How about you, Connor?
I was saying like, you know, Javonte some more or something like that. You know,
that
one was workshopping a little bit. Yeah. So, I was just kind of hoping you wouldn't call me for that one.
Go with the guy who's like in a split backfield.
The Detroit Lions. I have. Well, aren't you so original for picking us as your final wild card team in the NFC?
Oh,
that's perfect.
See, this is what happens. It's like the off season's too long, and now we're pushing against the things we all kind of like thought.
No, just getting ahead of that
4 months
just
ago. You're right. You're right.
I have Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, which is a film title, but they are like cats in a way, and
sure.
I think they want to be aggressive and win on both sides of the line.
I like that.
They sure do. How about you, Connor?
We're going to suck at full speed.
Speaking of the Lions, they are the Hard Knocks team. And the Around the NFL podcast has a big Hard Knocks announcement coming up on Monday. That's a tease. That's an industry tease. I'll leave it at that.
Can't
you got
wait.
One, Greg?
I'm in my NFC North black hole.
Right. All right. Connor, what do you got for the Green Bay Packers?
I'm going to pass on this one because I had a long list of troubling sort of vaccine related jokes that I was workshopping last year. And so I'm gonna let that one.
They're
slide.
Not popping as much. Like it's not like a, it's not like our feelings on the matter have changed, but just the vaccine joke's not popping as much.
Sure, it doesn't have the same.
Not as, yeah. not as yeah. timely.
It's yeah. not coming in at 97 on the corner no. anymore. How about you, Mark?
This was also halfway workshopped. It says, among other things, we have convinced humans from the Midwest to wear massive pieces of cheese on their heads.
It shows the power of the Packers.
Power, internal power.
In Wisconsin and the surrounding territories. For me, well, guess what?
Green Bay timeout.
Tugboat timeout. I'm not talking about the Packers in this exercise. They're on tugboat okay. timeout. Remember that. Houston Texans. I don't have anything for the Houston Texans.
They were. I went with just try and find where we buried David Culley.
I like
seriously,
it.
What happened to that guy?
An actual challenge. We're challenging you to find the body.
Yeah. You could be doing the thing where like you don't get another job, so you'd keep the pay you got from the Houston Texans.
Because at least with the with the ball boys with Deflategate, the Patriots at least said, hey, we buried those guys under the Mass Pike. So you knew it was that right. thoroughfare, and it's still that's a very large roadway, but at least you had a general idea where they buried those bodies after the murders. We don't know where David Culley is.
No, those two boys are findable. They're dead. Culley is it's undetected.
How about even 7 wins would feel amazing? Like set the bar fairly low, because right. it's true. If they won 7 games, it would feel like everything's amazing in Houston. Like everything about Watson is gone.
I have a rafflecopter just crashed onto our lawn.
What's a rafflecopter?
Like a rolling on the floor laughing copter.
Oh. I didn't know that was a thing.
Capital R-O-F-L copter. It's like it's super funny.
Now this isn't a callback to the Rosencopter, Sage Rosenfels' famous play as a member of the Houston Texans, where he spun in the air and mm-hmm. fumbled the ball.
No, mm-hmm. but that's
a nice little tie.
There's a link.
Nice little tie.
Indianapolis Colts. This one, I think, again, playing into what they want you to remember,
yeah.
and what you want to think about at all times. Now with 100% less Wentz.
That's good. How about similarly, like, chug an ice cold Matty Ice and forget those student loans.
Student loans.
Strange.
Just like let football just
that's it.
Forget about. Forget about all that.
I have good but not great. Part 7.
Yeah, that's about right.
Am I allowed to swear on this?
Yeah, can let
I
it rip.
You asked beeped? That last year, by the way.
Let it rip, buddy.
All right. So I have you guys reopened Napoli's Pizza.
Yes. Thank you, Connor. Napoli's Pizza was the gem of Combine Week. Connor had discovered it years earlier, and it became a tradition for around the NFL. We would all go together. We'd have these specialty pies in the wood, brick oven pizza. We'd have some wine, some Tito's, and we'd be flying. I think we got to come. It's COVID's fault, though, I think. It got wiped by COVID, I believe, Napoli's.
I was working on a story for the magazine and I ran across another player who was born in Indianapolis in the team facility that I was at. And we were talking about Indianapolis with such depth that he goes, oh, were you born there? He's like, what section? Where were you? And I was like, no, I just have a lot of takes, but Napoli's really took up the majority of our conversation. This player was also very, very upset.
Yeah. Remember that like 1 week where the entire NFL media acted like Indianapolis was Paris in the 40s and like made sure the combine didn't move. That was weird.
Paris,
like, no, how could we ever move on from Indianapolis?
I'm going to say Paris in the 40s is always
no, that
a great
was a terrible. I really meant, I
right
really meant earlier that, yeah, actually, that was,
I think there was a Nazi occupation at one point.
That was the worst historical reference I've ever made.
All right,
I was thinking more like Belle Epoque, you know, it's a bad
no, I got you. We all know where you're job. Attempting to go with it. The Jacksonville Jaguars, Mark.
If 14 times you don't succeed, try again.
Yeah. Connor?
I have a run and shoot, more like press and coot. Press Taylor and Jim Bob Cooter.
Okay. And the coot
Cooter.
Part, I forgot he's there.
Get Cooter. Press, do we have to bleep that out too?
Press Taylor. No, he's I can't. That, I don't beat that, but I'm going to go with, we drafted the last 2 number 1 overall picks. The other 31 teams didn't draft any.
0. For the other 32. That's factual. That's just facts. The Kansas City Chiefs. Now, this one's a little weird because I don't know how they're going to promote this, but I have a GIF for the Chiefs connected to, you know, they're missing Tyreek Hill. Honey Badger's gone. I still think about that second half of the AFC title game like all the time and what happened to the team. So here it is in GIF form. This is the slogan of the team. Yes, my favorite movie.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Frank Drebin, Lieutenant Frank Drebin from Naked Gun. Nothing to see here. Trying to wave off people away from the exploding fireworks factory. Wow. Everything's fine. We'll be 13-4. See you in January. That's what we're trying to get across, even though I don't think that's true.
Right. Yeah. You using this clip also indicates where you're at with the Chiefs for 2022. I'm not with you. I'm not with the Patriots.
I have something that they could spin off of what you've said. Again, clunky. I'm not happy with some of these, but no Tyreek, don't freak, we'll peak, not reek.
I like that.
It's the same thing, just in a different,
it's a different angle.
Different delivery method.
A lesser angle.
Yes. Nothing. How about you, Connor?
I this is less of a phrase and just more of an observation, but it is the team of sports writers who are going to wait and say nothing when they start like 0-3. And then when they're 7-3, just be like, I want to hear from everybody who said Patrick Mahomes wasn't good after.
I remember
that last year. And I was like, you know what? They were bad for a while because teams learned how to stop RPOs. Like they were bad for a little while and they don't have a running game. We could point that out, you know?
That's fair.
I'm thinking of like one person in particular that I'm actually
I want to know who it was. This was a good take. It wasn't a slogan at all, but I liked it.
All right, let's take a quick break and then finish it off.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. We left off with the Chiefs. How about
Las Vegas?
The Las Vegas Raiders. Greggy, what do you got?
Davante Adams left Aaron Rodgers for us.
That's good.
Capital us.
I mean, what else do you need to hear to be excited about the Raiders? How about you, Connor?
The Hooters that used to be here has changed locations.
Did they have the Hooters at Allegiant Stadium?
They used to employ the Hooters spokesperson.
Oh, very good. How about you, Mark?
I have nobody believes in us save for the 77% of football scribes who claim we have an excellent chance to make the postseason.
I got jackpot ellipses, maybe. But I can't believe Brett Musburger is not the play-by-play guy anymore.
No, he's getting
somebody
up there
told
in age.
Me that. Yeah,
maybe he just
gone.
Needed that extra cash towards the end.
All right, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Well, I didn't mean to say it that way, but I mean, I'm saying the end of his run with the team.
I got LA Chargers. Okay, but this time for real.
How about we drafted Justin Herbert and Rashawn Slater in back-to-back years. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's pretty good. All pros. You know, it's good. It's right there.
It's good, but now we need results.
Okay.
I don't have one for this team.
Connor?
Not going Staley.
That's better. That's good. That's
so Los Angeles Rams. Mark, I know you got something for the Rams.
I do. we've got a clip, but I'll read it first. See, there's no question the L.A. Rams are right for you. The question is, are you right for the L.A. Rams? Which I kind of think is their vibe, because they're kind of like, we don't really – we're good. We go do things our own way. But this is based off a very ponderous commercial from 1984.
See, there's no question Grape Nuts is right for you. Question is, are you right for Grape Nuts?
Remember that cereal?
I have no idea what that has to do with the Rams, but I like it.
That was a good, that was kind of a Gen X pop culture callback. That even lost us
maybe
in the weeds
previous
a little bit.
To
Boomer,
that, yeah.
Boomer, yeah, that's.
I remember it as a child that this guy like is wandering through the wilderness trying to tell you that he's basically better than you because of the cereal he eats. I don't think the Rams are not saying, they're just saying we're good.
It's a pretty compelling food product slogan. Be like, "F*** you good enough for us? Can you handle it?"
What do you have, Connor?
At some point, it's going to really suck to work here.
Why? What is that?
I mean, this team is going to, I mean, in 2 years, this team is going to be really bad when Matt Stafford leaves and Jalen Ramsey can't cover anybody and Sean McVay quits to make $85 million a year calling games with Tom Brady.
When McVay leaves, sure, but people have been saying that this thing's going to blow up for 5 years and they're the most consistently successful team in the year and Stafford and Ramsey aren't old.
It's going to, in 4 years, it's going to really suck to work there.
So you're going to say the 2026 season. But you know what? If that means that, you know, they already have the Lombardi and they're going to have a few more years of the window open, I would sign up for that as a fan.
Yeah, I think they should go with something more like repeating as champions. Totally easy.
Yeah, because Connor, I don't think that slogan's getting past team walls, the one that you've suggested.
Well, there's been a few like that. Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
Neither will this one. We exist to drive Mark Sessler crazy.
I don't have this anim. I think last year what they accomplished kind of was like, all right, you went and did it. It was before they did anything.
Here's an important one, because obviously this organization's in Sports Illustrated and many other publications for very bad things right now. So they need a kick-ass slogan to change the narrative. Connor, what do you have for the Dolphins?
It's sort of a version of the same thing. So I was just like, wait, you thought we were serious? Or I was just messing with you guys, you know? Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to bring attention to it. I think you just go, the teal is going to make you squeal.
Oh,
that's good. That's good. You got to pipe in the axe. That's important. Mark?
I don't think mine is appropriate.
Well, now we really need to hear it.
It just seems off tone based on how you intro'd the Dolphins, but I just said, ooh la la, naughty owner alert.
Minnesota Vikings. I have now with a 90% less chance of a head coach on quarterback homicide. Just that's a positive.
That's good.
You got to be positive about it.
That's definitely good.
Anybody else?
I have the Vikings originated from an area that became modern-day Scandinavia, but we're going to act like they evolved from central Minnesota, and you're going to play along with it.
And that's going to be a tough one to sell, but it's good to give them options. Connor?
I went with Vikings 2022, comfortably numb.
They are.
That's good. That's
kind of how I feel.
That's good.
How about you, Greg?
NFC North, I'm just not doing it.
Oh, that's right.
Greg dropped that division.
Again. I thought maybe you had scrambled and got something. But it's all right. The Patriots. All right. I know you got the Patriots, Greggy.
I do. Mac Jones is perfect. Can you believe it?
All right.
I mean, it just fell right into their laps.
We'll see. We'll see. How about you, Greg? Mark?
I do not have. The one thing I noticed about doing this in alphabetical order, that my selection started to slim and disappear as we got down the list. Fewer and fewer were getting
entries.
A sign of
work ethic fatigue, but that's okay. Yeah. How about you, Connor?
I did we're getting back to Spygate. they've got kind of this seedy situation where no coach has a title or anything. Like they're getting the old They're getting the old Black Ops team back together. We're doing some shady stuff, baby.
That's good. I think they need it.
I just spent a couple of weeks at the Jersey Shore, and you know, you see there's like the big beefy boy on the beach, like building the sandcastle and the fort in front of the
like
sandcastle.
A boy or a man?
He's like a large boy.
Okay,
like I don't know. I'll say heavy set boy.
Sure.
I don't want to be mean, but now picture Matt Patricia's head photoshopped on the boy with big Matt's got the shovel in the sandbox now. But it's a sandbox and not a beach, so we're workshopping it.
I like
we're
it. I think it. It's kind of a PR strategy. Almost lean into what people are negative about you. You know, it's like change the narrative. Matt's actually our strength.
He's calling the plays, right?
He looks like he's the play caller.
They just can't give him the title because he won't get that Lions money.
Mm. All right, how about the Saints? Connor.
Maybe our old coach was kind of a jerk.
Anybody? Oh, no. Anybody else got something?
I've got too many. It's a mouthful, but don't worry that defensive DVOA is not as consistent annually as offensive DVOA. We're different.
That's good.
I have NSFW, not safe for work. This team, to me, gives me that vibe. Anything could happen with them. I am attracted to them in many ways that I was not in previous years, and I kind of like all the change and to see how they operate in the NFC South, which they can win.
I'm tempering it a little bit with, if four things go exactly right, we'll see you in the NFC title game.
That's good. I had another option, which was, we kept every person Sean Payton has ever hired, and we brought in his son. So it's like he never left, right?
How about the Giants?
We'll be better than the Jets. Just like really bring that rivalry up, you know? Just like
there's not much heat to the rivalry right now. Okay. Connor?
I'm stealing this from my podcast co-host, but I feel like it's like a nice cross-pod thing here where we can say like, hey, listen to the MMQB podcast.
Nice too. Plug.
Yeah, no problem. But we're going to go with Abracadaniel.
Wait, and who is your co-host that changed it, that came up with this?
That was Gary Gramling. That was, I believe, an Adventure Time reference.
Mm. Oh, cool. You got one, Mark?
I do for the Jets, our next team.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, last year I went with once you go Zach, you never go back. But I'm switching it up this time to, if this doesn't work, we just resort to cannibalism, right?
Potentially. What about you, Greg?
This year we'll wait longer before ruining Dan's optimism.
I'll take it. That's positive. Connor?
I went with
former Jets beat man.
Former beat Jets beatman. Yeah, I went with choosy moms, choose Jets.
Yes. That's good.
I got a very impressive picture of Zach, the beefy boy, becomes a thick man.
I like that.
Eagles. Go ahead, Connor. What'd you got?
I was there the day that Robert Saleh called him thick with a C.
Yeah, how did that go? What was the vibe in the room in that momentous moment in football history?
I think we all felt it, you know. There was definitely an anticipation to then see the thickness.
I do. Well, I respect your football acumen. What do you think about my Jets this year, Connor?
I think that they're a lot younger than people still believe they are.
Connor's and like, I think will I ever be allowed on the show again if I say anything negative in August about the Jets?
I think if they win 7 games, it's a tremendous leap. And I would keep Robert Saleh if they did that, because I think that would be a really spectacular thing. Hmm. I think people don't realize how bad that roster was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it was really bad.
Yeah, I don't think that could be definitely a sign of success, but it does go back to the beefy thick boy. How about the Eagles?
Hurts so good.
Oh, okay. I actually could see that.
That's right. That is one where, yeah, it's simple. It's
Mark?
No, it's concerning because I had in my mind almost the same exact thing and decided that feels like it maybe already is a slogan for them.
It's sort of a cliche.
Right. How about you, Connor?
I was going to do like a big billboard with just a very close picture of Howie Roseman's face, the GM, and just say like, Howie motherfucker. You know, like he's so good. Like he's just Yeah. He's playing 3D chess with everybody. He really is.
He got out of that that side building that they put him in for 1 year with Chip, and he is on fire. We're giving Graver a lot of work here with the swearing in this episode.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
How about Acrisure Stadium? Why did we do that?
So they're calling attention to that. Mm. Interesting strategy, but maybe it will work.
So newly regular listener Walker Rosenthal was watching me put this together the other evening, and he came up with the Steelers. He wanted to come up with one, and it was just, the Steelers are going to steal the ball. I was like, that's okay, Walker. I'll throw that in there.
That's a workshop. I like it. He's getting going. He's getting his feet wet.
He knows how his age audience would react to something, too.
I think his age would like that one.
Anybody else on the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, as tough as that one is to follow, I was going to say Mitch's Brew.
Oh, that's nice. That's good.
Well, he's on the bench.
Yeah, nobody has a Mason Rudolph based on his scintillating camp so far.
Yeah. Mitch's Brew would be a good podcast title. Like, if he has a big game, we got to remember that.
Truth. How about the 49ers, Connor?
I can just co-opt my Rams one, which is at some point, much sooner than the Rams, it's going to really suck to work here.
Wow. Whoa. See, I like your take on this because everyone basically views McVay and Shanahan as infallible, but you feel that fouls are coming. It's going to be very fallible.
Okay, so yeah, this is the reason I think so. Every time Sean McVay loses someone, like someone is running to fill that vacancy. Every time Kyle Shanahan loses a coach, who's running to fill those vacancies? Like, who's tripping over themselves to get into that building right now? I don't think very many.
Hinting at dysfunction. Right, by the Bay.
I'm smelling some under the radar reporting being done, and I like it. I like it.
We see it. Anybody else got Niners? Seahawks. I have this one built. You know, one thing, and we've talked on this podcast a lot about Geno Smith and this big stage for him, but I don't think enough has been made about. Now we have a potential starting quarterback in the NFL and a head coach who are also the league's two leading conspiracy theorists. I think there's something there from a promotional aspect. Yeah. So I got Earth's flat and jet fuel don't melt steel beams.
That's troubling.
Mine is Geno-esque too. Happily catering to Greg's dense and slightly confusing Geno fetish at the expense of an entire fan base.
Dense.
I'm going with that whole New Yorker story about the earthquake destroying the Pacific Northwest hasn't come true yet, so let's have some fun out there.
Interesting. 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 Connor?
I don't have one, but I'm just enjoying like Pete Carroll showing the entire team loose change on YouTube, and it's just it's a really fun visual for me.
How about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Connor.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2022. We're kicking the can down the road.
It's like Connor hates teams that don't have the like 17-year long building plans. They're doing fine. They're a favorite.
I didn't really have one here. Nothing right,
really
jumped out.
They were a really tough hard team for some reason to come up with one.
My thought was like we are going to massively bite the minute Tom Brady exits stage left.
Yeah. Well, that's most likely the way it's going to play out. How about the Tennessee Titans? Gravedigger, why don't you jump in on this one?
Gravedigger.
All right, I've got the Titans. Remember us?
That's pretty good.
All right, remember
that. It's like remember the Titans, but also
people are overlooking them.
Yeah, playing into the Titans fan base inferiority complex.
Right.
Like putting that in writing is interesting.
Hey, we were the number one seed.
Please. All right, I like that. Anybody else?
Mine is the Titans are cool. The Titans are fresh. T-I-T-A-N. Say it from your chest.
I can't stand by that one. I don't know what it was, where it came from in your mind. I got to send that one back.
I think just like every once in a while, you just got to have like really overly enthusiastic cheers. Yeah.
Right. You got
out
one, Connor?
Nowhere.
Okay. So like you said, picture the media guide. And then this is kind of going to be sort of the main headline. Tennessee Titans 2022. Last year, Connor Orr said in Sports Illustrated that you'd be looking for a quarterback, and all your idiot fans tweeted him saying he was wrong. And look who's wrong now. You're all idiots. That was going to be the kind of the slogan.
You know what? And I think you want to answer to that, Gravedigger, as a fan?
Hey, Ryan Tannehill is back this year.
Ah, he's saying technically you were wrong.
So technically they did draft Malik Willis, so I guess they did look...
Axe to grind.
Tough sitch. Finally, last and perhaps least, the Washington Commanders.
I have go back to whence you came.
Ooh.
How about you, Connor?
I was just going to say, like, your classic old lovable Commanders. And the reason that I say that is because they seem to have been acting now like they're just pretending they've been the Commanders for the last 30 years now that they've rebranded. And they're just like, oh, yeah, no, this is all like,
yeah,
they have throwback uniforms, even though it's their first year in this new uniform with this new team. And I just love the, you know, just the complete ignorance of the past. And it's just like, yeah, no, they're trying to
retcon the entire experience.
It's very confusing. It is confusing when it's like, yeah, remember when the Hogs were going to the Super Bowl with the Commanders back in the day? That was awesome. I think we're kind of overlooking the most obvious slogan on the board. Here it is. Now it's time to all come together and begin to take command.
As we all know, decided to really go ahead and start to take command.
Yeah, they already basically...
That's
and,
it. Done it for
and
us.
It's funny because I had a similar thought that we already have it. It's right at the tips of our fingertips. Here it is. A
lot of Commanders in Washington, D.C. in the Pentagon.
Duh, God. That's good.
Just facts.
I know Connor agrees with me.
What is it called when you bring your yacht back to shore? What is that called?
I wish I knew, because if I knew,
docking,
there would be a whole other thing.
Mooring? Is that a word?
Mooring.
But I like where you're going.
You know what I mean? Like, it could be like, let's dock it. Like, let's, you know, like, all right, back to port. Washington Commanders.
That's,
you know?
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right, there you go. Again, those are all pro bono. That's pro bono work from us. If any team wants to lift it, I would say attribute us. You know, let people know where it came from. But we don't have our hands out. At least I speak for myself. I don't know.
I am with you on that stance.
And Connor, you've said it all. You've done it all. Anything, Dad? Anything to plug? Of course, you have your MMQB podcast. What else?
Well, I would say August 18th, the football preview issue comes out. Mm. Like, you know, let's go to the newsstand. I do this every month, even though I get a copy at my house.
I
go out to the grocery store and I buy it. You know, you should do this. You should go out and buy it, because you know what? It's a great issue. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of really good stories in there. And you don't need to enter your email address. You don't need to give anybody any credit card information. It's just you can take it anywhere. You can take it to the beach.
And you got a roster pocket full of all-stars still. You got Greg Bishop, one of the best in the game. You're cranking them out.
What kind of story did you cover in this, or what was something that would be notable if you did anywhere?
There might be some ore on the cover. So.
Oh, see, that's what we're talking about.
So let's, you know, I'm just saying.
It would be wild if it was actually ore on the cover, like just you.
That would be amazing. And it's this. It's a screen grab from this
like,
podcast.
It's like, or are you kidding me? Like SI.com writer is not taking any guff.
Do you, Connor, do you... Is SI, they have the regional covers now, right? Is there a national cover as well? How does that break down?
We are so this one will be really cool. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but it's going to be a national cover.
Yeah.
And it's going to be cool. There's a cool element to it, and that's all I can allude to. So it's very, very fun. Very cool.
You've sold me. I'm going. Buying.
Yes.
Back in the day, Dr. Z would have his Super Bowl picks on the cover. Who is? Does anyone take that space or that role now? Is it maybe you?
We we workshop it. So we have all of our NFL writers and editors and head editors in a text group. And then they say, all right, here's, you know, five or six potential ones there. And we will fight about it. And then we will come to sort of a, we'll kind of come to a, an agreeable conclusion, something we can all live with at the end.
And finally, I just noticed, in addition to a T-shirt that a fan had made connected to our podcast, you have the Minot Frisbee hanging on the wall prominently as well. Minot, yeah, of course, was the city in North Dakota, I believe, that was your site for your Madden or something, some type of simulation, video game simulation franchise. Do you have any updates in that realm before we say goodbye?
I'm still, I played a video game for the, for, this is how sad dad life is. Are any of you guys gaming it up right now or no?
No.
I play a little bit of golf on my old PS4.
But with the kids sometimes, yeah, we have Madden in our house.
Okay. See, I'm not there yet. And so I played video games for the first time in about a year. The last weekend with my wife, we played Risk on Nintendo Switch. So
fun.
That's how far out I am on everything.
So we're
but
not
I still
building
talk-
out rosters anymore.
Well, I would say this. I would say it's coming. It's in the works, but probably not in the foreseeable future.
I mean, right, but the question hasn't changed. Why not? Minot? Mm-hmm. You know,
you want to talk about slogans.
I totally agree.
You still have a key to the city. Why not?
I still haven't gotten it. I still haven't gotten it.
All right. If still anyone connected to the city of Minot, North Dakota is listening, please, please reach out to us and we'll get you Connor's address and everything to make that wrong right. And also to the listeners, Minot has a Wikipedia page, and yet there's no section of it dedicated to Connor and this podcast.
Well, that must be adjusted.
And we know how Wikipedia works. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. If somebody wants to go in there and write a detailed Connor Orr, history of Connor Orr around the NFL and the city of Minot entry, I think it stays in. I don't think it gets scrubbed.
Well, it's factual.
It's historic.
It's not going to get yanked because of some, you know, nonsense. It's a factual report about Connor's deep embedded relationship with the town.
All right. That's it. Connor, you've said it all.
See you, Connor.
Aye, aye.
Bye-bye.
We do have a little bit of breaking news here.
Well, that's the developing news drop.
Developing works.
I would call this developing.
Absolutely. Okay. Marquise Hollywood Brown.
John Braha here.
Spent Wednesday morning in jail after getting arrested for criminal speeding.
Oh, if you get arrested for speeding, you were going mother effing fast. That I don't even know anything about the story, but what? How bad was the speeding?
TMZ reporting. TMZ reporting that he was stopped around 7:05 a.m. That's pretty much the details on it at this point.
I told you, Cardinals disorganized in the desert.
Hey, you win. You win again, Mark.
I mean, I'm not viewing this as a huge victory in this particular case. But we'll see what happens.
They practiced very early in Arizona to beat the heat. This absolutely feels like a late for work situation. You do not want to be late for your training.
Also, he was in the HOV lane.
Who knows?
He just came off the NFI list with that hamstring injury, and then bang, arrested.
As arrests go, this should be handled pretty smoothly, unless there's more to the story.
All right, very good. Good update there. We'll be back on Friday. From Ramskin, the defending champions. We'll be there. We'll have guests. Talk about the Rams, the NFC. Have some fun along the way. Until then, heed the call!
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.